What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here, and welcome to the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. Not gonna lie, it does feel good to say that. This is the second episode of this podcast, which is technically season two of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. But as you may have just realized, we did rebrand. If you want to know more about why, go back and listen to the previous episode. But I just wanted to hop on quick before we get into what I actually wanted to share today, which is an interview I did with a Dropship Lifestyle member named Alex. And he is one of the first members of what we're calling our 100K Club. This is something that is brand new. It's something that is available to all Dropship Lifestyle members who have done over $100,000 in sales with their Dropship Lifestyle store. And what I'm going to be sharing in the coming days, weeks, and months is mixed in with our normal podcast episodes, interviews like what you're about to hear, where we get to know Alex a little bit more about his journey from starting with e-commerce and dropshipping to building what he has today, and sharing some tips along the way that can benefit anybody out there, whether you already have a high-ticket dropshipping store or you are thinking about getting into this business. So without further ado, let's go ahead and meet Alex. Welcome. Talking to Alex right now. And like I just said, he's the first person I'm speaking to that's going to be in our 100K group on Discord. This is a brand new private community that is for members of Dropship Lifestyle that have done at least $100,000 in revenue with their stores. And one thing that I want to do is have brief conversations with everybody and share these videos so that everybody in that group knows who everybody else is. And what I'm hoping for is that that leads to more of the type of connections we get from our retreats, where people stay in contact, where people possibly form masterminds, and where people can get together, share experiences to get to the next level, next level, next level, and keep growing. So Alex, yeah, again, thank you for hopping on this call. Just like a basic question, I'm curious if you could take us back to when you found Dropship Lifestyle, kind of what you were doing before that, and maybe when that was.
Sure. I'm pretty sure it was right around maybe 2019. I think I purchased Dropship Lifestyle as a part of my New Year's resolution. I was part of two programs actually that, they were cheaper, and they were just maybe like a monthly fee or something like that. But, what you pay for is kind of what you get. And this Dropship Lifestyle was pretty much the largest purchase I made in my own education, into dropshipping. And I definitely did it because one, my wife understood what you were saying. So that went a very long way,
Yeah. I'm married. I get it. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's my business partner. And when your videos came on, she would respond with like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, oh, well, this is pretty much like how it's going to go down. So I've been in the program since 2020. We've been operating our store since. It took off during the pandemic, but just like the pandemic kind of has like waned down, like I knew e-commerce would also reflect that. So I was telling Anton just now that our goal was to be on the other side of when everything kind of settled down, because anytime there's like this kind of either rush or like depression in terms of like the markets, if your store is there, you're going to take advantage of the growth. And when things are kind of maybe tough, all you got to do is stick around. So this is really a longevity kind of play for me and my wife, who's my business partner. So
yeah. And it's funny you say that, because like during COVID, obviously everything online went insane because everybody had nothing to do when people had extra money. And there was a chart that I shared in a YouTube video. It was probably like a year ago now, but it showed, e-commerce sales, I think it was Shopify, like their total sales from every store on Shopify. And you just saw it go total, it went crazy. And then it didn't anymore. But where you look at it now, maybe when that was like a year ago, where it kind of settled to would have been if it just stayed on like the normal trajectory. So it's funny, like it did, that massive growth went down, but now like, it's like, if that was never there, we just have kind of like a straight line continuing to grow. But that was definitely, it was a crazy time because we had the issues, like, obviously some suppliers having inventory issues, especially in the beginning. One, because products, weren't just being produced, some factories were closed, but then there was more people buying also. So even normal inventory wasn't normal anymore. So yeah, that was a wild time. And it was funny. I can even think of some people I spoke to in Dropship Lifestyle that were talking to me like, right around the start, like, what should I do? Should I sell my store? I'm worried about the economy and everything with COVID. And some people actually said, if you want to, like, you have a great asset. Like I always say, like, you could always build another one.
I'm actually happy. There was, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody I was speaking to like mid pandemic, she was like, yeah, you told me I should sell my store. That was a good idea. I didn't. And I'm doing over $1 million a month now. And I was like, okay, like, yeah, good job. Yeah. Don't listen to me on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you never know though, when those things happen, you never know what's going to happen. But the beauty is, since our expenses really, like our fixed expenses are so low, that even if things do drop, it's not like, you know, we have money just flowing out every month that needs to go somewhere because we don't have to pay a lot.
That's exactly the strategy we're doing now. Our fixed costs are so low. So scaling back like our paid advertising is now an option for us. You know, like we, our store is a little older. So now we can kind of focus on like, you know, the organic side and, you know, creating like content and things like that. So like at first that paid ad stuff, it's great for an injection. And then as you get older in terms of your store, you can diversify a little bit, you know? So our fixed costs, it's awesome.
Definitely. So you said you had like a couple of the programs before you started. Did you like have a store? Did you use that store? Like where were you with those? Do you remember?
Yeah, those all, the programs, like they were very basic, but you know, I couldn't really figure out how to grow a store that I had at the time based on the programs I was following. Mm-hmm. So I would actually say that the store that we have now is actually our third attempt. Yep. So we were always kind of cycling in around that niche selection and then, you know, gave up and then came back and then got further and then, you know, got to the suppliers and then gave up. And then, you know, my wife jumped on board. And so plus like, you know, what we learned from you, we just dived in and now we, it was further along enough where we realized, you know, just don't stop and keep going. So this would probably be our third store, mm-hmm. but we would always stop kind of around the supplier. Level, you know, so disheartening at the time, but you know, it's fine. you know, like that's what experience is going to get you now. So yeah. You know.
And you said your wife like resonated with the videos too. Was that just like our YouTube videos or?
Yeah. I mean, you guys were voted like Shopify course. You guys got that badge, I think around 19 or 20.
Yep.
So I started watching you guys on our, you know, big screen TV. It's just better than regular TV.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Yeah. I keep asking them. They did that 1 year. That was the 1 year they had, you know, like an award ceremony. And we did win that. But I keep asking my contact at Shopify. I'm like, bring it back. I want to win again. I need an updated one. But they're not doing it yet, at least. And one question I'm curious about, do you remember your first sale with this store?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. we went live September 2020. So we're pretty much kind of like several months into the pandemic. We turned on our Google ads. We had only a couple suppliers and it pretty much turned on to crickets. Like nothing happened for like 3 weeks. And we're just like, is this real? is this going to happen? And then at the end of September, we got like a tiny, tiny sale. And it was like the most amazing thing ever. It was probably only like $700. But then I want to say like within a week later, we got like a $7,000 sale.
Awesome.
So it's like, oh, this is like amazing. I can't, you know, my goal was just to, you know, maybe do 10,000 a month. But I'll tell you what, September, October, right? We had those two sales, but November, we just took off. So my dream was like maybe 10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That November we did like 50,000. So
insane. Yep. Did you do anything massively different, or do you think it was just like your ads, you know, learning in Google and people coming back that had found you the month before, or was there anything that you think made that shift besides just literally the learning algorithms?
You know, it was really just the learning algorithms. Mm-hmm. So it's really tough to be patient, you know, when you also could be wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of back and forth and you know, just trying to make sure you're doing what has been proven, you know, by people that are teaching, you know, there are people back then in the forums, back then in the Facebook group, and then also what's in the course. You know, it's really tough to be patient because, you know, to kind of get into this stuff, you have to be impatient, you know, mm-hmm. you're like, I don't want to do this like your wife anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So you have enough like impulse to like do something for yourself. Like I bought your program, you know, as a gift for self-improvement. And so to wait around for that long definitely was test your nerves. But, you know, you talk to people, you check in with others and say like, is this like within the correct framework? I definitely even signed up for coaching. I talked to like five coaches, you know, there was like, at the time, like I just did one session with like everybody, you know, and, man, it's that support that kind of gets you through the, those unnerving times. But we just kept uploading new products, kind of, you know, working on supplier end. And then once our Google Ads took off, it's a great opportunity. And now it's like, we have more stuff to do than we do, you know, we're not kind of in that stage anymore. You know, we need to, kind of scale a bit. And I think that's a lot of people are at my stage as well, you know, 100%. In the group. So
yeah, and I think that's a great message too. And I'm actually going to start sharing that more, like about, you know, being impatient, because like you said, like what some people will do is they'll launch their store, maybe they'll set up their ads the first time, and then nothing is happening. And then instead of trying to, you know, figure things out and go in and optimize your campaigns and see what people are looking at, sometimes it's you get that feeling, and it's totally, you know, it's valid. I've had that feeling as well. Like, well, this isn't working. But if that's what you accept, then it's not going to work. So awesome for you and your wife. And again, I'm very happy to hear about what you've done, and I'm happy to have you in the 100K group. And yeah, for everybody that hasn't met Alex yet, this is Alex. Hopefully you'll be seeing him in that new Discord channel with everybody else. So yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody, Anton here again. And I just wanted to hop on and say, I hope you got as much value from that interview as I did. Hopefully you got some big takeaways and at the very least some motivation to either grow your existing high ticket dropshipping store or start your first. If you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle and you have a store that you've done over $100,000 with and you want to be part of the 100K club, go ahead and email support@dropshiplifestyle.com and we'll let you know how you can get started. Again, there is no additional cost if you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle. And if you're not a member yet and you want to get started and go through the same exact training that Alex did, you can go to dropshipwebinar.com. I'll link that up in the podcast description. I have a free training there for you, plus a special offer to get enrolled in the Dropship Blueprint. All right, I'll talk to you guys in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.